the other Rishus. Elim came also mechitza gavoy asar tvachim. Unless you made a mechitza in the back of you, 10 tvachim in back of you, therefore where your standing is completely Rishus HaYochid, then you're allowed to take the key and open the door. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. So you see clearly Rabbi Meir holds even in a karmelis, even though if you would take the key from the Rishus HaYochid and carry it out to the karmelis, it's only yostim the rabbonim. Still Rabbi Meir makes the gzeira. So that's Rabbi Meir Shita in the Mishnah. So on this it's very good. Omru loy, so the Rabbanan answered back to Rabbi Meir, Maisa b'shuk shel pitmin. I have a raya by the marketplace, by the butchers, shoya b'Yerushalayim, the place it took place in Yerushalayim. Shoya noyelin, they used to lock the door, o manichin es hamavtech b'chaloyin, and they used to leave the key on top of the window, shagabia pesach, that's on top of the door. And even though they were standing in the streets of Yerushalayim, which good was only a karmelis, and the key was in the Rosh Hashanah, still, they used to take the key and open the door. So you see, they didn't make. So you see, there's no gezeira. So now it's very good. Rabbanan's raya back to Rabbi Meir, because you Rabbi Meir is talking about even the karmelis. You say it's also. So by a karmelis, I have 100% raya, not like you from this mice in Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yosi Yomer Shuk Shel Tzmarim Hoyi. You know, no, the story wasn't by the butcher place. It was by a place selling the wool. So by a wool market. That's where this mice took place. And the Chachamim let them carry the key, even though they're standing in the karmelis. Since they put the hand in the Rishus HaYochid, they did not take the key out of the Rishus HaYochid. It only stayed there, just moving it from one place to another place in the Rishus HaYochid. That's mutter. But halacha, we don't hold like Ramei's Gzeira. We hold even from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, still it's mutter. You're allowed to stand in the Rishus HaRabim and put your hand into the Rishus HaYochid and take the key and open the door, providing you're not carrying the key out of the Rishus HaYochid. We only hold the Gzeira only by water, something that a person needs for himself. By Dvar Matzrichim Loi, that's where we're machmir. But it's not something you need for your own personal use, then we're not machmir. The Martana Rabbonin. Pischei Shari Gina. If you have the Pischei, an opening to a Shari Gina, to the gateway of a Gina. Now a Gina usually means a garden. So Rashi before said, even though a Gina could have walls around it, but usually we're talking about the heavy Yosef Beis Asayin. Shlehukos Vadira. Usually a gina, a nice open garden, even though it has mechitzis, it wasn't made to live in there. It was not made to look nice, and it's wider than several of the yamas. Therefore, the rabbanon has it like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry in a gina. So here, pischei shari gina, the door, the lock, the door, the opening shari gina of the entrance to the garden. Is bizman sheish lehen beishar? If there's another in the room, beishar, like Rashi says, bayis cotton. There's a small room. Or pesach hagina psuach boy, and the opening to the gina to the garden opens up into the small room. Or beishar yagina smuchim rishus rabim askinin. We're talking about right outside your garden is the rishus rabim. Midatani sefer. That's what the sefer says. Vechein chanuyas hapsuchah rishus rabim. Talking about stores that open up, the front of the store is the Rosh Hashanah. So here we're talking about in front of your garden is the Rosh Hashanah. Now you have the door, and you want to like get the key to open up the door to the gate to come into your garden. So Rashi, the first Rashi said, Shari Gina, Stam Manuleyem, a Stam lock that had at that time, Givoyim Asar, was 10 Tvachim High, for Rechavim Arbor, Rosh Hashanah. As Vice says, the locks they had then wasn't our type of a lock you used, the combination lock. They had some type of a lock that they made. It was not Mr. Rishus HaYochid. They used to have a whole big thing there. So it was 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. They used to put like a whole piece of wood there to block the door. That was the lock. Their locks were Rishus HaYochid. It was 10 tefachim high and it was rochiv dal tefachim. So, bizman sheyesh lem beis shav mifnim. In other words, when you want to get into this door, you're standing outside the door. You're not standing in the Rishus HaRabim, but you're standing in another inner room. That's called the Beis Shar. There's an inner room before you come to the door, to the gate, to the garden. Is mibifnim poiseach v'noyim mibifnim? If the room is inside, so pshita to go into this inner room, and from that room you're in Rishus HaYochid, so you could take the key and open the lock. Poiseach v'noyim mibifnim mibachutz. Let's say the inner room is on the outer side, then poseach v'nel mibachutz, stand on the outer side, but the inside this room, and open up the door from being inside this room. Trashi poseach v'nel b'fnim. to Beis Shar Rishus HaYochidu. Because since you're inside this inner room, this Beis Shar, that's like the foyer, the entrance, that's also Rishus HaYochid. V'chein Kishumin Bachutz. The same thing of this room is on the outer side, but the room itself is a Rishus HaYochid. So you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and you're opening up, you're taking the key off the top of the lock, which is also Rishus HaYochid, therefore it's Mutter. Because you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, it's all Mutter. What about Mikanu Mikan? Let's say that this small room was on the side of the door. On the side, Mikanu Mikan. Same thing, Pasech V'noyokan V'kan. You're allowed to open up, stand inside that room. Since that room is the Rishus HaYochid, whichever side the room is, and from that room, stick your hand out to get the key on top of the lock, which is the Rishus HaYochid, and open up the door, open up the lock. What about Ein Lohen Loy Lekan V'loy Lekan? Let's say there's no room in front of this door. Your mamish outside, you have to stand in the Rishus HaRabim. And now you want to put your hand on top of the lock to get the key, which is the Rishus HaYochid, then I'll tell you Asurin, Sakar Osir. You have the Gzeira, maybe you come to carry the key out into Rishus HaRabim. Because the lock itself is a Rishus HaYochid. Even though the key is on top of this lock, which is a Rishus HaYochid, Rav Meir still makes this Gzeira. A person should not be standing in the Rishus HaRabim, or else not in the garden, to take the key from a Rishus HaYochid. Why? It's Gzeira. Shema Yevienu Etzla Rishus HaRabim or the Carmelis. Maybe you come to carry the key outside to the Rishus HaRabim, or else if you're standing inside the Gina. The Gina is also, this garden is also considered the Carmelis. So it's Gzeira, you come to carry the key from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim or into the Carmelis. Therefore, it's Sasa. This is Rav Meir's Gzeiras. The same thing, the Chain Chanuyis. Same thing, you have a store. HaPsuchas L'Rishus HaRabim. In front of your store, it opens up straight into Rishus HaRabim. Is you want to open up your store on Shabbos? Is the Zman Sham Manu Lamato Miyasara? If the lock is not 10 Tfachim high, it's less than 10 Tfachim off the ground, then we say Mevi Mavteach Mera Shabbos. You're allowed to bring the key before Shabbos, O Menichoi Biyaskupo, and leave it on the stoop in front of the store. So Vaistas Mustamba, the stoop will soon see exactly what we're talking about. But it could be the scoop is a Carmelis, and this manel, the lock, is also only a Carmelis. So there's no gzer, you're carrying from one place to another place. So you're allowed to put the key on the scoop and open up the lock on Shabbos. Is lamacha paseach v'noyim, you could open up the lock on Shabbos, or machziru li a scoop. Then you put the key back onto the stoop that's in front of the chanus. So mustam, they're both a Carmelis, therefore it's mutter. Shrashi v'chein chanuyas, lakam meforish hai v'chein de biskupa Carmelis. We're talking about the eskupa, the stoop here, is also a Carmelis. The gina koma. The yesharei chanuyas, pomisham, and leyan, gevoyim, and pomisham, and nemuchim, and afikas, nosan, and chilik. It says this chilik. Hey, sometimes by your door, the lock to your store is tall, sometimes it's not. Here we're talking about the lock is not a Rishus HaYochid, but the lock is only a Carmelis. It's not 10 tefachim high. Therefore, if the key is also in the eskupa and the stoop in front of the store, so it is also a Carmelis. So therefore, there's no gzeri you carry from one rishus to another rishus. They're both a Carmelis. The lock is a Carmelis, and the eskupa, the stoop where you're standing and where the key is, are both a Carmelis. There's no gzeri. What about the vizman shamanu lamalam yasara? Let's say you have this big gigantic lock, that the lock itself is more than 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 tefachim wide. So the lock itself is the rishus HaYochid. Now the answer is nevi mavteach mi'erashabbos. You're allowed to bring the key erashabbos. And leave it on top of the lock, which is a Rishus HaYochid. Lamachar, tomorrow on Shabbos, Paiseach, you could open up the key, take the key, open up the door. V'noyel, umazir alim kaimai. Divar Rabbi Meir. Here Rabbi Meir is Moidim. We'll have to see why he's Moidim over here. Here he says, if it's 10 Tfachim higher, here it's Mutter. Right. Divrei Rav Meir. The Chacham say, Af bizman shamanu lamalam yasara. No, tefachim. Even in the case where the lock is higher than 10 tefachim, so it is a Rishus HaYochid, still, maybe mavteach mi'erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you come and carry the key, or manicha bi'eskupa. You're allowed to put the key down on the escupa, which is a karmelis. You're allowed to leave the key in the karmelis. Lamocha tomorrow, toseach, take the key off the karmelis, stam, open up the door, and put it back down on the karmelis. So you're not taking the key from a karmelis to Rosh HaSiyochid. You're not putting the key back on top of the lock. You're only taking the key from the karmelis, opening up the lock, and putting it right back where it came from. So the Rabbanon don't make any gzeira. Maybe you carry it from the karmelis into the Rosh HaSiyochid. Oy, v'chaloin shagabi ha-pesach. Or else, maked, leave the key before Shabbos on the window on top of the door. Is im yesh b'chaloin abor al abor, osur. Bashenken, let's say the chaloin, let's say the window is 4x4 tfachim wide, so it itself is a Rosh HaSiyochid, then it's osur. So, could be no, this doesn't mean on Erev Shabbos. All it just means on Shabbos itself, that the key started out in the escupa, in the karmelis. So you pick up the key now on Shabbos, open up the door. Either put it back again in the karmelis, or else you'll have to put it on top of the window, which is on top of the door. So this pshat will say the window is less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's only a mokim p'tur. So you're allowed to carry something from a karmelis to a mokim p'tur, that's mutter. There's no gzeira. Mashenkein, if the chaloin is 4 tefachim wide, im yesh b'chaloin abu al abu, but if the chaloin is 4 tefachim, then it's aser. Then you can't put the key back down on this chaloin. Why? Because the key started out from the escupa, from the stoop, which is a karmelis. You're carrying it from a karmelis onto a Rishus HaYochid, that's awesome. But be it not a Rishus HaYochid, it's mutter. So the Baruch, midikoma v'chein chanuyas. Since the Brisa said the same halach applies to chanuyas, to your storekeepers. Is mechlal to be a skupas karmelis askinin. We're talking about this skupa that's in front of the house, in front of the chanuyas, is a karmelis. Yeah. Because Vaisus in front of the chanus is a karmelis. A store. What type of a lock are we talking about now? How big is this lock? If the lock is not wide for tzvachim, it's a mokim turu. So it should be mutlachur, even according to Rabbi, it should be mutter. Rashi mokim turu. Even if this lock would be taller than 10 tefachim, heichi mishavi le'Rav Meir, Rosh HaSiyochid v'yosur. Why does Rav Meir say it's also to take the lock, take the key off this tall lock, since it's 10 tefachim high? So what if it's 10 tefachim high? It's only a mokum tur. Anything that's not rochiv dalad al dalad can't be a Rosh HaSiyochid. So maybe it's a mokum tur, so it should be mutter to take the key off this lock. The is peyabo elamai what? The lock itself is 4x4. Behold, lema rabbonim. Here do the rabbonim say, af bizman shamanu lamala meyud. Even in the case where the lock is 10 tefachim high, and like we want to say now, it's wide 4x4. So the lock itself is considered Rosh HaSiyochid. How could the rabbonim say, maybe mavtech ner Shabbos, you're allowed to take the key on ner Shabbos, or menicha v'yeskupa, and you can put it down on this stoop, and like we're saying now, the stoop in front of the chanus, in front of the store, is a karmelis. So the key at the beginning of Shabbos is in the escupa in the karmelis. Now you're telling me, according to Rabbanan, lomocha tomorrow on Shabbos, poiseach, he's allowed to take the key, open up the door, v'noyel boy, and then lock the door again, or mavziru li escupa. Then you could put it back again onto the escupa, oy lechaloin shagabi ha-pesach. Or else he could take the key and put it on top of the window, on top of the pesach, on top of the door. The kashrus is I've come a taltel me karmelis Rosh HaSiyochid. The Kuri is carrying it from a karmelis to Rosh HaSiyochid. Putting the key, because the key is going on top of the lock, which is a Rosh HaSiyochid. So you're telling me now the lock is a Rosh HaSiyochid, how could you put the key on top of it? Even according to where the Rabbanan should be shvim. Right. And the Gemara Amar Abaye. No, the lock does not have 4x4 tefachim. It's not a real Rosh HaSiyochid. But there's place to hollow it out, like it's a modern, a big type of a wood, that you can hollow it out to make a place on top, which would be rochik dalad by dalad. But right now, it's not rochik dalad by dalad. So the question is, that's called Rosh HaSiyochid or not? Rashi, v'yesh boy lochuk, Pateicha delis, in the middle of the door itself, eitz a rush, near the top of the door, eitz a rush amanel. He's near the top of the lock, which is right near the door, you could hollow out the door itself to make the top part of the lock have a flat surface of 4 tefachim wide. So telling me now, we're talking about the lock is 10 tefachim wide. And really, the lock itself is only 3 tefachim wide, but there's a place in the door to widen it out to make it 4 tefachim. So that's the shaila. Do we say chaykekin lahashlam or not? Do we say, since there's enough room there with the door to make the top part of the lock rochev wide 4 tefachim, so then we look as if it is wide 4 tefachim, that's remei svara. Therefore, it's also, I think Gemara says, we like hollow out a place to be mashlim that mokum to give it a surface of 4x4 tefachim. In other words, the lock itself is only wide 3 tefachim. Then you have a door right next to it. So the door, we look as if we'll hollow out, the door goes higher up. So we'll hollow out in the door a place to make the surface here 4x4 tefachim. So then the manul is considered the Rishus HaYochid. That's what Remeya says. It's also to take the key from the Karmelis and put it on top of the lock. Because you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid onto a Karmelis. And from a Karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. That's Remeya Shita. And Rabbanan say no. Ain Choykekin Lahashtim. We don't hollow out the door to make the surface flat. Right now the flat surface of the lock is only 3 tefachim wide. It's only a Mokam Tur. Either the door next to it you can hollow out the door. That we don't say. So that's the machlokes, do you hollow it out or not? Omar Rav Beiboy Bar Abaye. Shema Minim Homas Nisim. For this brisa, we hear three halachas. Plus, I hear three halachas from this din. Shema Minim, one chiddush is Chokekin Lahashlim. That according to Rav Meir, we say a tremendous chiddush. That here, even though it's a gzerim with Rabbonon, still we say Chokekin Lahashlim. That right now the surface, the lock is only 3 tefachim wide, but since right next to it the door also has another tefach wide, that you could hollow out the door to make the surface flat of a tefach to make it 4 tefachim, you say that. Even if that's Remeir's Chiddush, even though it's only Gzeir with Midrabonim, still we say Chokekin Lahashlim. That's one Chiddush. Ushma Mino Hodebe Rav Meir Misharagina. Have a right here, Rav Meir was chayzer from his halacha of Sharagina. Why is it Rashi? Midikoshori lamoid al yiskupa. Rav Meir says here, you're allowed to stand on the yiskupa, that's a karmelis. Velito mafteach b'manu lamalom yasora b'yiskupas karmelis. Olalicha derech avir lamanov legoza shem yivenu etzloin le'yiskupa shi karmelis. As here, Rav Meir is moidah, you're allowed to carry the key. Maybe we see it's mutter here. What? Where's Rav Meir say it's mutter here? The Chacham will say it's mutter. Where's Rav Meir say it's mutter?
No, he says we put it before Shabbos, you're not to hold it on top and open up. I can bring it to you, you host that in the carbos.
Where did Meir say he could bring it up this time? Yeah. Rameya was chayza from Meshita. Since it's only a karmelis, he's by a karmelis here, we don't make the gzera. Maybe you carry it from the shosiyachin into the karmelis. Ushmamina mid rabbonon isal ravdimi. For the rabbonon, we hear we hold from ravdimi svaro. What's ravdimi's halacha? Tichiyosi ravdimi om rav yechinon. Mokum shein boy abu al abu. Anytime you have a piece of a flat surface that's gimel tefachim off the ground, but it's not wide 4x4, the halacha reads it's called a mokum tur. Mokum shein boy arbo l'arbo, mutl of nei rishus rabim, of nei rishus yochid, lakatev olov. The people for the rishus rabim are allowed to take off their bundles and put it down on this stump, since the stump is called a mokum tur. And no other people in the rishus yochid are allowed to pick up something and put it down on this stump. But you shouldn't pick up something from the rishus rabim, put it down on the mokum tur. And then after it's on the Mokum Tur, pick it up and take it over to Rishus HaYochid. That's also in the Rabbanon. Here also, you see, from the Rabbanon, we're saying now, since this manel, this lock, is only 3 tefachim wide, therefore it's considered a Mokum Tur, you're allowed to carry from the Karmelis, take the key off the Karmelis, and put it down on the Mokum Tur. So we see like Rav Dimi holds, it's such a side of a Mokum Tur for Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Nagar Sheyesh B'Roshay Glustura. Nagar is like a long peg. Rashi says, "Shetoichvim boy bechur shebeskufa lino adelis." It's like the peg you use to lock the door with. in the scoop, in the doorpost, you have a peg there. It's a lock, a piece of metal that comes out. So the shayla, are you allowed to put it in on Shabbos or not? So if it has yesh b'roish glustra, if it has like a bolt at the roish, drashi b'roish over, one side is thick. V'royal lebuchna, it's royal to use it for a chapa. Lischok by popolim. The filuachi, the Torah is clear love. Still, it has a shame clear. It can use for a chapa. We have leza oiser. You're not allowed to use it to close the door with. Elim came kosher v'toli b'delz mafarsh b'gmorim. Unless it's tied on and hanging on to the door, then it's not mechzei kabayin on Shabbos. But if you don't have it tying down, it's awesome. We have Lez Oyster. Lez says such a kli, even though it has a shame kli on it, you could use this piece of metal that has like a ball at the top of it to use it for chopping something. Still, it's also to use this to lock the door with on Shabbos. We have Yosi Mater. Yosi holds no, since Rashid Torah is kli alov, since it has a shame kli, mishum glusterov lemechse kabayinun. Since it has a bowl, but there, like a ball on the top of it, that you can use this piece of metal to chop with, it looks like a kli. If you use it to close the door, it looks like you're using something to lock with, and not you're building it. You're not building something on Shabbos. Omer Reb Leza, Maisa b'chnesa shebetferyu, is a maisa in the b'chnesa on Tferyu, shoyenoigim boy heter, they used to be matataka, they used to use this type of a nag, this type of a peg to lock the door with, achebor Rabbi Gamliel v'yaskenim, v'yosru lehem, until Rabbi Gamliel v'yaskenim came, they said it was osur. So ask Reb Leza, she to hold it's osur. We have Yaisi Yaimer Isu Noga boy. Pufaket the Maisa was. Metchilo they were Noigul Esther, they didn't use this type of a peg to lock the door with. Or Boron Gamliel, yes, Kenim, a Tirulhem, Pufaket. And then later when Gamliel and Kenim came, and they were Mata for them. They said it's Mutter to use this to lock the door with this. So therefore, if Yaisi Shitur is, you're allowed to use this type of a peg to lock the door with. Since the peg itself looks like a Kli, it's Mutter. So tomorrow, Benito Biog de Kuliamalai Pligi. But this Rashi Kishu Kosher Vatoli. We're talking about this peg is tied up to the door and it's hanging on a string. V'chevel shokayom. It's a strong string. V'roy l'taltloy ayidei oisei chevel. V'ena nifsik b'yodeh. Close the mind, you pick up this peg and move the peg around, the string doesn't break. In other words, it's tied on tight to the door. Is benito b'yogdeh, if it's tied on and you can hold up the peg with the string, kuliyamole pligi that it's mutter. That's considered like the peg is part of the door already. It's not called you're building on Shabbos. The key pligi, where's the machlek is, v'shein nito b'yogdeh. With stacker hanging, you have a string, but the string is very loose.